And I'm thankful that the Lord will give us a little heaven to go to heaven on while we're yet here waiting to get there. Amen? And I'm glad for that. Thank God for the little touch of heaven that I felt in my soul, even during the Sunday school time, and getting share of what was on my heart and the joy of serving Jesus. And I'm thankful for that. I'm glad I'm a part of a church where they believe in testifying and where they worship God. And I'm so glad of all of that. So when you find your place in the book of Revelation in chapter 21, stand with us and we'll read God's Word together. I preached when I first started preaching, Brother Matthew. I preached from this chapter countless times, again and again and again. I preached from this book of Revelation in chapter 21. And I don't know how many different texts I took from these first six or seven verses from this chapter of the Word of the Lord. I've never preached on what I'm preaching on this morning, but I have preached so much out of this chapter. Matter of fact, the first Bible that I used when I started preaching, that Bible, the pages of Revelation chapter 19 through 21, the pages, you know, when you look at the book down this way, the pages stood up about that much ahead, above all the rest of them. It just basically worked their way out of the Bible. They'd been used so much. And the pages were torn, and I had fixed them and have them fixed with tape and put back together with tape, and they stain on it where I've written down notes in the margin of the Bible and then cried over it and wept over it and preached over it and sweat on it, and all the ink then's run all over the pages. And boy, this is precious scripture to me. And I'm so glad that I'm on my way home. Amen. And I'm glad, I appreciate what Brother Jeff said in Sunday school and the kids back there this morning. And I'm glad that preaching on heaven ain't just for old folks. And going to heaven ain't just for them that's worn out on this life. Brother, if you'll ever get right with God, you'll get worn out on this life, whatever age that you are. I mean, this is a world where I'm about worn out with it already, and I'm 32 years old. But I've been worn out on this old world for about 19 years now. And I'm looking for something better and something brighter. And the good thing is I've got a promise of it. Amen. All right. Revelation 21, the verse number 1, the Word of the Lord says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. What a blessed promise. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." You can be seated. Thank you for standing with us while I read the Word of the Lord. And every time I read this, I am drawn to just about go through and just point out the various texts that an individual could take in preaching from this chapter of the Word of the Lord. I mean, there's so many themes in these eight verses that we've read this morning that we can see from the Word of the Lord. And I can't do that. I can't take time to do that. I'll never preach on the one that I'm trying to preach on this morning. But I do want to point out some things to you from this chapter of the Word of the Lord. And we find how that there are some things listed again and again in this chapter that I want to show to you and then share a very simple thought with you this morning. But I notice repeatedly that John says in the Revelations, "I saw." You'll find again and again, beginning in the first chapter of the book of Revelation,
how he says, I, John, saw, and he begins to tell us of his vision. He said in chapter Revelation chapter 1, verse number 10, that it was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and was carried off in the third heaven. And then he begins to tell us what he saw. He tells us in verse 17 in chapter 1 how he saw him, how he saw the Lord, how he saw him with his hair white as wool and his feet as brass burned in a furnace and his eyes as a flame of fire. And he fell at his feet as dead. But not only do we see how he saw, but this is not really in the message. It's kind of out of the way, but I've noticed it again and again in this chapter as well. You'll find how John tells what he saw, but you'll also find how he tells what he heard. Again and again, you'll find how John tells, I saw this, and I, John, saw, and I saw, and then we'll find him saying, and I heard. I heard the voice, as it were, of many, as the sound of many waters. He spoke of the Lord. And when he says, I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, in verse number 3, he says again and again, I saw and I heard. Oh, my friend, hey. But then we find in this chapter, my friend, that he saw some wonderful things. And in verse number 1, he says that I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Well, I remember when I was just a lad of a boy, I believe it was, I can't remember the name of the family now, it escapes me. But they put out that song, or that lady wrote that song, and then I think they put it out in Gold City did too, how John saw, and all the things that he saw, the city coming down from God out of heaven, and the beauties of that land. And he reports to us in verse number 1, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. He says it again in verse number 2, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem. And then it's in verse 3 where he says, and I heard. But I thought about what John saw. What John saw. He tells us he saw some things. And as I read after what John saw in this book of Revelation, I begin to anticipate what one day I shall see. For now we look through a glass darkly, but then we shall see face to face. We'll see him as he is. And what John saw, one day we shall also see. How about that? And I anticipate, my friend, with a great sense of apprehension or desire, a great sense of longing, I anticipate what I'm yet going to see. And my friend, on that day when we see what John saw, I mean, there are some things that I'm looking forward to see. When I get home to heaven, I sat yesterday dwelling on this, son, and I thought about some things that I'd like to see. When I get there, I want to see the book of life, amen, and my name written in it. For it said in chapter 20, all those whose names were not written in the Lamb's book of life were cast in the lake of fire, which is the second death. But when I get there, I want to see the book of life and my name written in it. I want to see the bottle with all of my tears that I shed here on this earth. For he said that the Lord had bottled up our tears and that he had a record of them in the glory world. I tell you, when I get there, I want to see what John saw. I want to see the bride all dressed up for the wedding. For chapter 19 said that the bride had made herself ready, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, which the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And blessed are they which are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. I want to see the bride dressed up for the wedding. Oh, I want to tell you, one of these days I want to see what John saw. I want to see the beauty of that city as he describes in chapters 21 and 22 of Revelation. The walls of jasper and the streets of gold, and my friend, the crystal river that flows from the throne of God. The four beasts and the 24 elders that are around the throne day and night worshiping the Lord. The crowd crowd, the throng of people from every corner of the earth, a number that no man could number, singing praise. A redemption story under the Lamb of God had shed His blood for us. I want to see what John saw. I want to see, my friend, one day, those Bible characters. I mean the men and women that I have preached about. Men like Isaiah and Jeremiah. Men like Adam, my friend. Hey, and Enoch and Noah. I want to see men like Daniel and David. And men like Paul and Silas. And Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I want to see that man we thought about in Sunday school this morning, James. The servant of Jesus Christ. These Bible characters that we preached about. Sit down just a little while and let them tell us how that the Lord brought them through. I want to see them when we get there. One fellow said, how do you know you'll know them? Well, I got a figure. Now you just follow along with this poor man's Harrelson County theology with me just a minute. But I got a figure. And you tell me if you think I'm wrong on this. Don't really. I'm just saying it rhetorically. My friend, I got a figure when we get to heaven that we're going to, that we're bound to be smarter than what we are while we're here. Now, wouldn't you think so? When we get to heaven, wouldn't you think we'd be smarter than what we are while we're here? Well, Peter, James, and John, while they were here, saw Abraham and Elijah on the Mount of Transfiguration, and nobody had to introduce them to them. They knew exactly who they were. Amen. If they knew them on the Mount of Transfiguration, what makes you think we won't know when we get to heaven? Amen. I got to figure when we get to heaven, we'll be smarter than what we are while we're here. When you get to heaven, you'd think you'd have to be brighter than what you are in hell, wouldn't you? But yet the rich man in hell looked over and saw Abraham in paradise, and he recognized him, didn't he? He never had seen Abraham before, but he recognized him when he saw him in paradise. I'm going to tell you, I believe when we get to heaven, we'll see and recognize and know the Bible characters that we preached about and talked about and saw as heroes of the faith. And I want to see them, my friend, one of these days. I'm looking forward to seeing what John saw. I want to see those Bible characters. I want to see this morning. I want to see the beloved saints, amen, that have already met their reward. I mean, I want to see some of those that loved me and prayed for me while they were yet here, but they've outstripped us, as the old timers would say, and they've gone on to meet their reward. I'm looking forward to hearing my little granny shout again. I'm looking forward to hearing my great granddaddy, preaching great granddaddy, shout and wave his hand this way like he used to. Oh, when he does, I remember just a lad of a boy hearing him. He'd get up and testify just as an older gentleman, and he'd preach and testify. I remember when he got really bad sick, just a few days before he died, Brother John, he stood one night at Pine Ridge Church and testified. And brother, he didn't have sense enough. He liked me, didn't have sense enough, said, I'm testifying. And to sit down, he had to preach when he got up to testify. He test to preach, amen. And he got up and test to preach a little while. And they got good and wet with sweat. And my friend tore the house down. And I remember watching him as just a little boy as he sat down a huffing and puffing and couldn't breathe. And popped over and opened a little metal box out of his pocket and pulled out a pill at the time. I didn't know what it was, well, them nitroglycerin pills or whatever they call them. And put it up under his tongue because his heart was acting up and it just nearly gave him a heart attack. You'd think that'd make a fellow upset that he testified, but I could hear him mumbling under his breath, thank you Lord for touching me again, and the tears are dripping off his chin. I'm going to tell you some friend, I'm looking forward to seeing what John saw, seeing those beloved saints that have gone on. Boy, there's some beloved saints that's still here. I'm looking forward to seeing over there. Some of them's racked with pain and filled with disease and heartache. And my friend confined to a bed at the nursing home. Go down and visit Sister Bertha and she don't even recognize me most of the time or know who I am. But I'm looking for the day when she'll recognize me again
and she'll know who I am. And we can reminisce of the goodness of God and how good it is to be saved. I'm looking to see what John saw. Amen. No wonder John got so excited that he said, I just can't write it all down. And finally the Lord told him he wrote enough and told him to shut the book. Amen. Oh, my friend, I'm looking to see what John saw. John saw. Amen. I want to see, my friend, those beloved saints. I want to see what John saw. I want to see my brothers and my sisters that I met here on earth, both naturally speaking. I want all of my family to be saved. I want all of my family to go to heaven. I want everybody, my friend, that I know and that I love, to go to heaven with me. I don't want to leave any of them behind. Hear me, I want to see them on that day. But I also mean that in a spiritual sense. Hey, you see, I don't get to worship every time with all the folks that I love. A lot of people that I've preached to, and my friend, over the years today, are serving God in other places. Some pastoring churches, some, my friend, worshiping and working in other churches according to the will of God. Some of them left out of the will of God, but today are back in the will of God, and many are at home, still out of the will of God, and for them I pray. But I'm going to tell you, friend, we don't get to worship together every service. Maybe just get to see some of them in revival meeting. Oh, but for a blessed day when we'll all get together with the Lord and with all of the saved, that home shall be mine. Nobody will be missing over there. Oh, what a blessed day it'll be when we see what John saw. Amen. I want to see my brothers and sisters I've met here on earth. And listen, friend, I surely want to see my blessed Savior who bled and died for me. In heaven, He will be the center of attraction. He'll be more important than anything else. He's not the only thing I want to see. But after we see Him, they want nothing else. Make that much difference anyhow. Amen. Oh, He will be the center of attraction. When we get over there, we will definitely see, like John saw, some spectacular things. Oh, but this morning I want to point something out to you. As great as what John saw was, also what John did not see. How about that? We see what John saw, but there's also, as great as what he saw, was some things that John did not see. And by the way, that is what I'm preaching on this morning. I hadn't got lost in this thing yet. And I'm still with the sermon, so don't get scared. We're not going all day. Just as long as what can. Amen. What John saw and did not see. That's what I'm preaching on. What John saw and did not see. As great as what he saw, here's my friend, what he did not see. Many things here on earth we have to deal with. But that will be, those things will be no more in that celestial city of God. In verse number 1, he said, I saw a new heaven, a new earth, and the first heaven and earth are passed away, and that there was no more sea. He saw a new heaven, but he saw no more sea. Hey, thank God that sea is trouble and difficulties, and it represents a constant turmoil of life. John said, when I saw heaven, all the troubles of the world and of life in the past all faded away. Oh, bless his high and holy name. He saw heaven, but he saw no more sea. Not only would I want to see what John saw, I want to go to a place where I'll see no more what John saw no more. Oh, what a place that's going to be. And then in verse number 2, He said, I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. When he saw these things, look what happened to him in verse number 4 after he saw, and then he heard in verse 3. And in verse 4 he said, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more pain, no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for all the former things are passed away. You see, John saw no more sea. He saw no more tears. He saw no more death. He saw no more sorrow. He saw no more crying. He saw no more pain. Former earthly, sensual, sinful, and devilish things, all evil things were passed away. But in verse number 6, notice what it says. Come down to verse 6, and he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Oh, my friend, the Lord says, he is Alpha and Omega. This is the Greek alphabet from beginning to end. I think that maybe the lesson here is that everything we can imagine of the evils of this life will fade away at the presence of him. For verse 5, he said he'll make all things new from A to Z. These worldly things we'll see no more from beginning to end. From seeing my friend in the garden until he puts it all down, we'll see it no more. When we get over there, beginning to end, A to Z, and everything in between, he'll make all things new, and we'll see no more what we saw in this life. And that stirred my thought process. And some of you know that can be almost dangerous when that happens. But the Lord is mighty good to me in this, and you may not get out of it what I did. But if you do, I might have to catch some of you and give you your keys to get you to drive home this afternoon, if you'll get what I'm about to tell you about just a minute here this morning. We just want to see what John saw, but I want to see no more what John saw. No more. Jesus said, I'm A to Z, beginning and the end and everything in between. Soon as what you see me, everything else, all of your life will fade away and I'll become all that matters. And listen to me, I got to thinking about from A to Z and everything in between, what we'll see no more when we get over there. So let me share it with you this morning. What we'll see no more when we get there, we'll see, hey, no more adversary, no more aggravation. We'll see no more agitation. No more annoyances. No more athlete's foot. Amen. When we get over there, we'll see no more adultery. No more abortions. No more Alzheimer's. I not only want to see what John saw, I want to see no more what John saw no more. From A to Z, he said, I'm Alpha and Omega, beginning and end. It'll pass away. I thought about, we'll see no more B. Bunions. We'll see no more backaches. We'll see no more bitterness. No more baldness. No more broken. I said, we'll see no more baldness. Some of y'all rejoice in that. We'll see no more broken bones. We'll see no more broken homes. We'll see no more beer. No more bad breath. Amen. We'll see no more business meetings. To God be the glory for that. We'll see no more bad debts. I want to see what John saw. I don't want to see no more what John saw no more. Amen. See, one day we'll see no more cancer. We'll see no more cemeteries. We'll see no more confusion. We'll see no more crime. We'll see no more cussing. We'll see no more cooking. You ladies ought to be rejoicing that. We'll see no more complaining. No more crying. No more car aches. Hey, we'll see no more crutches. There'll be no more cigarettes, amen. When we get there, we'll see no more computers. What about that? I want to see no more what John saw no more. I mean, I thought about D. Amen. And seeing everything in between. When we get there, we'll see no more doctors. There'll be no more dope. When we get there, we'll see no more divorces. We'll see no more dandruff. Amen. We'll see no more dance halls. There'll be no more deceit. We'll see no more disappointments. There'll be no more death. There'll be no more deacons. Amen. Hey, hey. There'll be no more depression. There'll be no more drought. And the glory be the glory. I praise His high and holy name. When we get there, we'll see no more devil. Oh, for a place. Thank God for a blessed place. How I long for a place where there'll be no more devil. Amen. Oh, bless His name. A to Z and all in between. He'll have all those things passed away. And it'll be Him that'll matter. Oh, we see no more E. See no more evil. Amen. When we get there, we'll see no more enemies. We'll see no more earwax. How about that? We'll see no more eyeglasses. Oh, what a blessed day it'd be for some of you whose eyes maybe have never been good. You'd be able to toss the glasses and contacts aside and be able to see without the aid of those things. Oh, what a blessed day it'll be if we'll see no more funerals. We'll see no more false teeth. We'll see no more fear. There'll be no more failing, no more falling, no more fighting, no more fussing, no more feuding. What a blessed day that'll be. Hey, hey, in that day there'll be no more fault finding. Oh, I'm glad I'm going. What about you? Oh, in that day, friend, we'll see. Gee, no more goodbyes. No more guilt. And no more gout. No more griping. No more gossip. Amen. Oh, what a blessed day it's going to be when we get there. And the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, wipes A to Z and everything in between of the former life away. And we see it no more.
Oh, bless His name. Let me get another breath now and preach a little while. And so we see in that land, we'll see no more H. We'll see no more heart attacks. We'll see no more hearing aids. We'll see no more hernias. No more hatred. No more hospitals. Amen. Any of you that's had to spend lengths of time in the hospital, I'm thankful for them. But nobody wants to stay there very long. We'll see no more hospitals. There'll be no more hurricanes. No more high blood pressure. Amen. No more heartbreak. No more heart attacks. No more hurrying. How about that? Oh, for the blessed day when there'll be a time when we'll never have to hurry again. Wouldn't that be a blessing? Some of you ain't never been in a hurry in your life. But for those of us that spend so much time going that we catch ourselves coming again, I'm telling you, no more hurry sounds like heaven to me all by itself. Amen. When we get over there, we'll see no more insurance. How about that? Because insurance protects you against bad things are happening to you. And nothing bad's are happening over there. We'll see no more insurance. No more insane asylums. And to God be the glory. No more IRS. Amen. Thank God. We'll see no more immorality. No more incest. No more insects. Amen. Well, that'd be a blessing, wouldn't it? No more itching and scratching. No more idols when we get over there. Jay. And when we get over there, there'll be no more jails. Hey, hey. I visit them now, and them boys in prison are always looking to get out. But some of them has been saved in there. They'll never get out in this life. Or go into a land where there'll be no more jails. Bless His name. There'll be no more jealousy. There'll be no more junk when we get over there. Junk's kind of like stuff. Don't know what it all is. But there won't be none of it when we get there. Amen. Oh, there won't be no more junk. You ever been to a place where you feel like all you had to do all the time just deal with junk? I just been to Sonia sometimes and said, what have you been doing all day? I just dealing with junk all day. Just one thing and then another. Don't know what all of it is. But there won't be none of it when we get over there. Hey, hey. I thank God, Kay, we'll see no more killings. Brother Matthew and Brother Scott can rejoice in this. We'll see no more kidney stones. Amen. Brother Charles, that don't that make you want to go? Amen. Thank God. No more kidney stones. I want to say when we get there, there won't be any more kooky religions. I'm about sick of folks are getting a billy goat by the neck, dragging him through town, parading him with a bell and a Bible on him, and declaring themselves to be a new religion. We've got every kind of crazy thing in the world going on. And Jesus said, no man comes to the Father except by me. There won't be any of them when we get to heaven. It'll just be the saints. Amen. A to Z and all in between. We got down to L now. And this is one of the best ones, I guess. When we get there, we'll see no more liars. Amen. When we get there, we'll see no more liberalism. Well, what a blessed day that'll be. When we don't have to listen to preachers and politicians make excuses for the rest of us to tell the truth. Amen. Won't it be a blessing to get to a place where there's no more liberals? Hey. And when we get there, there won't be any more long-haired men. Amen. Because it is not pleasing to the Lord. When you get there, there won't be any more lawyers. We'll see no more liquor. Did I say there won't be any more lawyers? Well, that's enough to make you want to go. When we get there, we'll see no more light bills. Mine was $280 this month. You don't think I'm rejoicing over getting to heaven? Well, there's no more light bill. Praise God. Hey. There'll be no more light bills for the face of Christ will light the city. There'll be neither sun nor moon, for Jesus Christ himself will be the light of that city. I noticed when I said $280, some of you looked at one another like, so what? Mine is more than that. And some of you looked at one another like, oh my Lord, I can't imagine a bill that high. I guess it just comes with your perspective, doesn't it? Amen. Whoa. Some of you like to cook at nine, some of you like to freeze, and so I guess I'm hitting the middle ground. Maybe I'm doing better than what I thought from the looks on folks' faces with a light bill. However it is, we won't have none when we get there, Brother Matthew. Well, we're down to M now. And I know this is simple, but I hope it's getting you to think. Listen to me. When we get there, we'll see no more misunderstandings. Isn't it amazing how easy it is for folks to have misunderstandings in this life? I mean, I can go over to Brother Matthew's house and to say, Brother, I come by to help you with something. I want to tell you about something. And hey, I'm there to try to help and to be a blessing. But if he misunderstands me, he's going to think I'm there to be a burden to him. And the other way around, Brother Matthew comes to me and says, I want to give something to you. This happens a lot of times. Somebody want to give you something. They're trying to be a blessing, but you got so much pride, it becomes a burden to you. Brother Matthew comes to me and says, by the way, there ain't no pride in my body, brother, so you can give it to me. And so he says, I want to come by and give you $100. Hey, listen, friend, I ain't turning it down, buddy. I'll ask you for the next one. Amen. Take this one back and see if it'll multiply. Thank God. But for one person, what seems to be a blessing, another one, it turns into a burden. And that misunderstanding. Have you ever tried to do something right and it all turned out wrong? Have you ever tried to do something to help somebody and all it did was hinder everybody? Aren't you glad that we're going to a place where you'll never be misunderstood again, where you'll never face that all over again? There'll be no more misunderstandings. My mama would be real glad of this, and some of you ladies may be real happy of this. When we get to heaven, there won't be no more mice. How about that? Won't be no more mice. Hey, some of you fellows will be glad of it, especially when your wife gets you up in the middle of the night just to tell you that she hears one. And you're thinking to yourself, if you go to sleep, you wouldn't hear it. But she won't sleep until you kill it. It does not matter if you have to stir up day and night constantly. You're going to have to kill that thing or nobody's going to sleep. Isn't it amazing? I saw a sight a few years ago. We had a woman worked in our office. And she was not a small girl. She was a fairly large lady. But friend, I'm telling you, she's big enough. Could have killed any mouse just by stepping on it. But a mouse comes running through the office, and I go in there at her screaming. She's standing up, a 250-pound woman, standing up on top of a desk, screaming, running from a mouse. Brother, when we get there, there won't be no more mice. We'll see no more mosquitoes. Amen. There'll be no more mucus. What about that? No more masons. No more my friend, no more miseries. And no more misers when we get over there. Oh, what a place in heaven's going to be.
Well, I guess that puts us down to the ends, doesn't it? Point your, nod your pointed head. That's alphabetical order. We're down to the ends. The end. Amen.
When we get there, we'll see no more what John saw no more. We'll see no more nastiness. Amen. Boy, I'm going to tell you, I don't like nastiness. Went over there on Sunday to Anthony and Angie's house. And Sergeant said they always keep the house clean. And they'd been gone vacation, just unpacked. And still went in there and you could eat off the floor. Brother, that's what heaven's going to be like. It will be clean. There won't be no nastiness when you get to heaven. Cleanliness is next to godliness is not in the Bible, but it would not hurt the Bible to put it in there. Amen. Oh, I don't believe in heaven there'll be any more nastiness. Thank God. The Lord is big on cleanliness. Amen. In heaven there won't be no more nudity. Wouldn't that be a blessing in the middle of August? You'll find a place where there's no more nudity and no more nosiness. Some of you's got mother-in-law. Say amen. No more nosiness when you get to heaven. Well, there won't be any more needs, for all of our needs will be met by the Lord. There won't be any more nursing homes. When we get to heaven, to God be the glory. When you get to heaven, there won't be any more obituaries. We'll see no more obituaries. We'll see no more obscenities. We'll see no more opposition. We'll see no more obstacles. We'll see no more obesity. When you get to heaven, we'll never see a politician. There'll never be a policeman. There'll be no pornography. There'll be no more pain. And we'll see no more pills. We'll have no more problems. Woo! There'll be no more pastoring. Amen. I'm glad God let me do it while I'm here. That there'll come a day when the burden of the church, and my friend, will work till Jesus comes. And then we'll be gathered home. There'll be no more pestering. And when you get to heaven, we'll see no more quarreling. There'll be no more quitting. There'll be no more questions. For he'll answer them all. And the sight of the Lord will all fade away. And we're down to R now. When we get to heaven, we'll see no more rock music. There'll be no more rebellion. We'll see no more ruined minds. In heaven, you'll see no roaches. How about that? That'll be a blessing, won't it? We'll see no more red eyes. There'll be no more rundown neighborhoods. Some of you's got on up in a few years will appreciate this. This Brother Bob is here. I know he'll appreciate it. When we get to heaven, there'll be no more replacements. Boy, down here, they replace a knee and a hip and my friend, a shoulder and all that stuff. And rotator cuffs. And my granddaddy sat down beside me and John the other night. And he said, I'm fixing to have to go in and get this knee repaired. He said, I've already got 5 of my bones fused in my neck, 5 of my vertebrae fused in my back, in my lower back. I've already got a heart, as he says, pacemaker and defibrillator already put in here to run his body on. And he's run by a computer. And he's already, my friend, had all sorts of surgeries to repair all that stuff. Had his rotator cuff repaired in his elbow. And he said, I've had a surgery on my rotator cuff in his shoulder, had surgery on my elbow. Now I'm going in for a knee replacement. He said, when I get out of the hospital, I'm going on television to star as a bionic man. And that's just about the way it is. But when we get to heaven, there'll be a place where there's no more replacements. Amen. Oh, we'll see them no more. We're down to us now. We'll see no more what John saw no more. We'll see no more sickness, no more sorrow, no more sinus infections. Praise God. No more school. You girls and boys ought to rejoice in that. My friend, no more selfishness. And those of us parents is paying for private schools rejoicing in no more school too. No more selfishness when we get over there. When we get over there, we'll see no more sacking up. No more stealing. Some sorry rascal stole my weed eater and my blower from my house. Right off of my porch in the past week or two. Just noticed it gone yesterday. When we get to heaven, there'll be no more stealing. Oh, my friend, when we get there, we'll see no more seizures. We'll see no more sadness. I tell you, I'm getting excited. It makes me want to go, friend. Makes me want to go. I mean, we're A to Z, and everything in between's all passed away. And behold, all things become new. We're down to T now. That's right, ain't it, Brother Matthew? We're down to T, just seeing if you're following along. And next time I give you the wrong letter and you might correct me, so you follow close. We're down to T now. Oh, when we get there, we'll see no more toothache. I figured that one would be special to you with what you've had going on here recently. When we get there, we'll see no more toothache. We'll see no more TV. Amen. Oh, yes. We'll see no more tears. We'll see no more trials, no more troubles. We'll never see a telephone. To God be the glory. When we get over there, oh, what a blessed day it'll be. When we get there, we'll see no more ulcers. There'll be no more undertakers. And we'll see no more underwear. You ever thought about that? We're living in a land, my friend, where people wear their underwear on the outside of their clothes. I'm so sick of seeing people's underclothes. Everywhere you go, boys with their pants, that's so big they got to hold them in one hand while they waddle along and walk, my friend, with the other and hung out here for balance. I mean, it's the craziest business you ever did see. I mean, underwear sticking out everywhere. Our boys and girls are both showing their underwear and their belly buttons and all this business. But brother, we'll see that no more when we get to heaven. Amen. By the way, if you get saved, we'll see that out of you no more while you're here. Amen. But when we get to heaven, we'll see it no more. Amen. Amen. When we get to heaven, what are we down to now? We're down to V, isn't that right, brother? You're following along now. We're down to V. All right, T. You, ulcers, underwear, undertakers. And now we're down to V. Violence, violence. When we get to heaven, we'll see no more violence. Wouldn't it be wonderful to live in a place where a daddy never got drunk and beat on mama again? Wouldn't it be great to live in a place where a boy and girl never got burnt at the end of a cigarette again? Wouldn't it be great to live in a place where war ceased and there was no more blood of soldiers laying on the battlefield again? Wouldn't it be wonderful to live in a place where that anger didn't rise up in you and make you desire to attack your neighbor? That's the kind of place heaven is. We'll see no more violence. We'll see no more vengeance. We'll see no more vomiting. Amen. Ain't nobody going to get sick over there. Thank God. Those of you with small children know how to appreciate that. They get sick every time the world turns, and it's always a spinning. Amen. Oh, I'm going to tell you, they're always sick. Oh, we're down to W's now. When we get to heaven, we'll see no more wheelchairs. Ain't that a blessing? We'll see no more wayward children. Oh, thank God, those of you that are parents and have a child that's gone astray. Won't you hear me when I say when you get there, there'll be no more wayward children. Pray that God will get them in while you're here, that you might see them in heaven with you over there. There'll be no more wayward children. There'll be no more wigs or toupees. Amen. Oh, yes. There'll be no more water bugs. I hate them things. There'll be no more whoremongers. There'll be no more worldly churches. There'll be no more wrinkles. I guess that means there'll be no more makeup, don't it? Because there won't be no more wrinkles when we get over there. Oh, what a place. That ought to get y'all ladies to shout, if nothing else did. Be no more wrinkles when we get over there. That we're down to X now. When we get there, we'll see no more evidence of X-rated movies. We'll see no more evidence of X-rays. Amen. Because there won't be no more broken bones. Won't be a need for any X-rays anymore. And I'm sorry, but that's all the X's I could come up with. When we get over there, friend, we'll see, why we'll see no more yielding to sin. We'll see no more youthful lust. We'll see no more yelling. We'll see no more yards to cut. How about that? Wouldn't that be a glorious time? No more yards to cut. Put the mower business out of business. But it'd be a blessing if folks are cutting yards, wouldn't it? It won't matter then if they steal my weed eater, thank God. Well, because I won't need it. Amen. There'll be no more yards to cut. And listen, we died to Z. You say, what you going to do with that? I wasn't real sure for a while. And this is about all I come up with. Maybe some of you can help me. But when we get to heaven, there won't be no more zigzagging. Amen. Hey. I mean, folks today is going to the left and the right, and they're tossed about with everything. But when we get to heaven, we'll all be in a straight line, and we'll all be headed right for the throne. Amen. Because my priority and yours will all be the same, and that is to see the one who died for us, who in the face of him from A to Z and everything in between, all the things of the former life have passed away, and we're in our heavenly home. Oh, what a day it's going to be. Woo! Bless his high and holy name. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Behold, I make all things new. What about that? What about that? Oh, I want to see what John saw. But how I want to see no more what John saw. No more. Heaven will be a land of no mores. What a place. What a place. What a place. Well, I'm done preaching. I just want to ask you a question. I like thinking about the things that will bother us here no more in heaven. And it makes me homesick to go to a place where time will be no more. And the devil will bother us no more. How I long to see the things that we will see as John saw. But I also dream of the time when we'll see no more these things as well. I wouldn't miss that place for everything that the whole world has to offer. I wonder if somebody, Brother Scott, can you sing how beautiful heaven must be? If not, if you've got another song about heaven you want to sing, sing it. That's fine. It's a page 105. But sometimes we sing them ourselves and sing the songs ourselves, and we don't pay attention to them while we're singing them. Somehow or another, when somebody sings them to us and we soak it in and listen, there's something about it that makes an impact on us. And I want you to dwell a little while this morning on how beautiful heaven will be. What a place it will be to see and the things we won't see there. And this morning, if you're not ready to go, if you're not prepared to meet the Lord, you ought to make your preparations. You ought to get your ticket punched, your reservation set, so you can fly first class with Jesus one day. Amen. All right, please stand if you need to come this morning and do business with the Lord. I wish you would do that. Maybe you just need to think a little while. Dwell a little while on what's waiting for us over there. The joy that it'll be when we get to heaven. How wonderful it'll be when we get over there. If you need to do that, I wish you would. And then if you need to come pray, maybe you need to just come tell the Lord how glad you are you're saved. How much you love him, how much you appreciate him for putting you in his family.
We read of a place that's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. These truths in God's word he has given.
How
beautiful. Heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. drooping nor pining, no wishing for elsewhere to be. God's light is forever there shining. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be.
Oh, yes, it's right.
Sweet home of the happy and free.
A heavenly home.
Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. The angels so sweetly are singing up there by the beautiful sea. Sweet chords from their harps there are ringing. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. Pure waters of life there are flowing, and all who will drink may be free. Rare jewels of splendor are glowing. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be.
Some of you got family over there now waiting
on you. That's
better off
when
we go.
Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be.
A blessing to be saved. If you think his preaching shallow, just wait for another sermon. I'll challenge you at that time. But I sure have enjoyed the Lord while he gave me a chance to preach it. What a day. What a time. What a blessed time. Thank you.